Welcome to Treece Talks, the podcast where I take deep dives into the topics that are on my mind. Join me, Vince Treece, as I explore everything from current events to personal interests. Sit back, relax, and let's dive in together on Treece Talks. AI. It's been a hot topic. It's been a hot topic for a while. And when I say a while, it's been in the circle of conversation since the 80s, since the idea of AI coming into popular culture, maybe more so the forefront of society and actually helping society, that the driving force behind AI has definitely been around for a while, but it's only been since November of 2022, really, and since AI became open source, that it really grabbed the populace by storm. ChatGPT was released in November, and I can remember when it came out, and I was in uni. And my mate was like, "Hey, have a geezer, this new thing." And there'd been murmurings in the week before about this thing on Reddit where you tell it to spit out an image, and it would spit out an image. And then in the week that it came out, some guy was like, "I actually got help on my essay. It was from AI." And I was like, "Oh, what? That's cool. Whatever." But then we get on it, and it was a big deal. Like, it was, I just remember thinking, man, this is going to take so many jobs. Straight away, that was the first thought I had, was, wow, this is just going to flatten lawyers, accountants, any admin job ever. I don't know. I just was amazed. But of course, being in uni, me and my mates just made it say brilliant stories about Adam Sandler going and telling Hitler a joke, or Putin and Donald Trump having butter in the North Korean leader's bathroom. You know, like, it was just random. And in the first couple of days, you could get away with doing that because they didn't really have the parameters strapped down. But now you can't. It's too hard. I still do have them all saved, but it's funny. It was good. It was a good time. I think I find it scary. I find AI scary, but not really scary. I mean, Gary V talks about it as the tractor. Now, the tractor is, It does the farming. It does the heavy lifting of the farming. Makes farming more on a greater. You can farm on a greater scale much easier than you could before there was tractors. You know, the horse and cart did not have the pulling capacity of a tractor does. So, and I'm sure back then there was a lot of opposition to the tractor, and people were like, "Oh, it takes jobs." But I think he made the comparison to the tractor, and I think it's a good comparison because it does make things more efficient. And I mean, the way I think about it is, you know, the term busy work, where you're doing work to feel efficient, to feel like you're doing something, but really you're just doing work for the sake of doing work. And I wonder how AI will shift that, because it will mean that a lot of things will be automated. And so when things are automated, then people need to be doing higher order tasks, things that AI can't do. Now, the problem with that is, I don't know what AI, no one does really, the capacity, how far up the chain, AI will go. So will it at some point be able to rule countries or be so like a human that that it will be indistinguishable between a human and an AI system. I'm excited for the day when C-3PO is walking around at it, and because it's weird, you go, "Whoa, that's ages away," but I think it's actually closer than you think, because Boston Dynamics, for instance, they've got robots that are doing backflips and running around, parkour and that kind of thing. Then Elon Musk's Tesla has created those AI bots that walk around. When you strap a model, like a language model system, to a walking robot, that's essentially C-3PO. And if it's connected to the internet, you really do have all the languages of the planet at your fingertips. So it's not a stretch to say C-3PO within the next decade will be walking around with us. I'm excited for that. I mean, I'm not excited for the bad side of AI. I mean, as I saw in an interview, I forget who it was with, but the person was saying that as the good of AI increases, the bad will also increase. So the more useful it is to society, the more people will make use of it in bad ways. That's a scary prospect. I don't know to what end that might happen. And the other thing is, you know, we are using AI. As long as we're using AI, that's the main thing. As long as AI isn't using itself, that's where it scares me a little bit, is when, how do you know that AI is not using itself? If it gets so intelligent, so out of hand, so quickly, it could be doing lots of computational stuff in the background and you have no idea, because it's intelligent and it can hide it from you. So we don't know. It could plot away without us knowing, and just flatness, and we have no idea how it's doing it. And that scares me. So in, I suppose, looking at it holistically, I'd say that I'm both optimistic and scared. I don't think I know enough about it to have a direct opinion in terms of I'm not a scientist, so I don't really know what's going to happen. And from what it seems like, neither do the people who are quite well-versed in it. Like Jeffrey Hinton, for example, the guy from Google, he said he doesn't know. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He can't really, like, I mean, he didn't say that exactly, but he said it, well, he wasn't sure as to whether or not humans really understood where this AI was going. And that also scares me, is the fact that he left Google because he wanted to speak of the dangers of AI. His interviews are great, and they're really eye-opening in terms of when the quote that got me was, the AI intelligence that we're building, obviously paraphrase, I don't know the exact words, the AI intelligence that we're building is not like human intelligence. It's more like, so human intelligence is one person learns one thing and that person learns it, and it's only one person learning something. But now if one AI system learns it, then all 10,000 learn it. So it's like connected. And so it's like we have to connect and understanding. We have to connect knowledge through, you know, it's hard to explain. We have to connect knowledge by telling people things. It's quite a slow process. Education takes time. AI system educates itself all the time from so many different reference points. So it's a undeniably scary force, because it just constantly upgrades its information and gets smarter and smarter. I suppose the only way to turn it off is by switching off the computers. I don't know. That's why I wouldn't imagine that would be that hard. And I don't know. I'm not sure. You just unplug them. Surely you just cut the power to the AI computers. So I'm optimistic, but I'm scared. I feel like there's threats, but I hope that society can can use AI for its betterment, and I feel like it will help us develop quicker. And hopefully get to the point of helping out on social issues and guiding governments in certain directions and maybe be a whistleblower in regards to unethical practices and da-da-da-da-da. You know, it could serve a lot of good, but we just have to keep it in check. I think that's the main thing.